What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, engaged, having a day on this beautiful Wednesday. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Go back and check out yesterday's episode on relationships. It was really good. We're going to kind of dive into a similar topic today, and that's fathering and mothering. I know a lot of people who, you know, they're in ministry and they don't really understand the subject of fathers and mothers. And I'm going to tell you, it's essential for the life. You know, Paul said that you have a lot of instructors, but you don't have many fathers. Fathering is essential. Mothering is essential for you to do what God has called you to do. Now, listen, if you're a minister, you really need to find father. You need to find another minister that can help you, man, woman, love on you. If you're not in ministry, doesn't matter. Find somebody that's more spiritually mature than you, that has lived a little more life, and is clearly has more, you know, gifting and just abundant life that they've experienced, and link up with them. You know, when I was born, I really didn't have my father in my life. You know, that was a big loss as I, you know, grew up and lived my life. And then I remember reading the book of Isaiah. And it says, sing, O barren woman, you know, you that haven't bore a child. And then it said, more will be the children of the desolate woman than the woman that has children. Sing, O barren woman. Barren women don't want to sing. But what I realized from that scripture, and I realized about faith, is God will give you and use the very thing in your life that has been the biggest hindrance that you might think, and give you a platform to see that it restored and almost give you supernatural wisdom on it, right? And so I feel like I have spiritual fathers in my life, and I've had a zero earthly father relationship. And when I was born again, I had spiritual mothers in the church. Spiritual fathers in the church. It is essential to your life. I promise you this. It is, you know, and the thing is this. You really need to pray and ask the Lord. This isn't like, you know, pick a person. God will connect you with somebody. There will be a natural connection, and you just have to welcome it. Years ago, I had a vision shortly after I got saved, and in the vision, I saw these like trees all across America, these huge trees. And then I saw these little trees. Some were connected across America, some weren't. Then what I saw was pretty disturbing. What I saw was the large trees began to die off and the little trees began to die off. But where there were trees growing together, where there were large trees and small trees, they both began to flourish. And the Lord began to speak to me about fathering. He began to speak to me about the merging of the generations. You're not a father if there's no sons. You're not a son if there's no honoring fathers. And the Lord told me, where you see them grow together, they'll begin to flourish. Now, when I got born again, there wasn't going to be an organization or a denomination that was going to be like, oh, you fit the mold. I fit no mold. I wouldn't have been released in ministry by any denomination. But I remember writing a letter at the time. It was the Assemblies of God, the head of the whole organization. His name was Thomas Trask. I remember writing him a letter because I thought, what am I supposed to do? Because of my life, you probably wouldn't think I'm fit for ministry. I'm not going to go through your so many years of Bible school. I'm already doing the work of the ministry. Why don't you give me advice? And I did. I wrote him a genuine letter, sharing my heart and clearly why I'm not going to fit their organization. But as a Christian, forget the Assemblies of God. As a Christian, why don't you tell me what the answer is to someone like me? God's hand's clearly on my life. I'm not a rebel. I love the Lord, right? I'm not just some like problem. I really have the touch of God in my life. Why don't you give me some legit wisdom on what I should do? And he wrote me back. And he said, thank you for your letter. What I think you should do is believe God for a Paul to come into your life. Because you are anointed. I can feel it in your letter. God's hand is upon you, young man. You've been through so much. Unfortunately, our organization is not really equipped to take people like you, although you're rare, right? Most people haven't, you know, made it through what you've come through, or the, you know, they got some issues and won't, you know, they're not in ministry. And he said, my advice to you would be to find a Paul to your Timothy. Believe God and pray, and God will give you the mentors in your life that will be able to help you. And at that moment, I felt like it was an answer from the Lord, to be honest with you, coming from a traditional denomination. I felt that the Lord was saying, I'm going to make a way for you, right? I'm going to open doors for you and link you with people. And so, you know, I think that it is essential. If I didn't have the Dr. Brian Simmons in my life, which came in shortly after that letter, if I didn't have, you know, some of the other, you know, major ministries that have been so fathering to us, right? Such leadership over us. I think of Dr. Mark Spitzbergen in San Diego and so many. If we didn't have these men, then I believe there would be a part of our ministry that we'd be lacking, or our lives, I should say. And so what I never understood is this younger generation that kind of looks like, you know, looks at isolation as, you know, almost like it's wise. Well, I don't really need nobody to help me. It's not helping, friends. It's getting wisdom in your life. Well, it's not a sign of weakness to open your life up to people that can speak into it and help you. That's ridiculous. Why would you want to operate without the supernatural wisdom of God through people? Why would you want to be broken from the fellowship of family? It makes no sense. But a lot of the younger generation, that's what they do. They don't want to commit. They don't want to submit. They don't want to love. They don't want to open their heart. It's a dangerous thing. And so, you know, I'm telling you, God wants you. I don't care if you're isolated in Antarctica. The Lord will send you some wise old seal, okay? The truth is, God wants to operate through fathering and mothering, and it helps you in your life. Think about it. If I've been pastoring, not a long time, I'm still pretty young at 42, although to the 20-year-olds that are in my life, which now there's like, you know, they're plenty, I'm old, right? I'm like the senior citizen of the group. But wouldn't you want somebody that's been in 25 years before you? Wouldn't you want wisdom? Somebody that's not their first situation, not their first rodeo. You know, when I was younger, there was a fire. There was a fire, and there always is. But when you're young, there's a passion and a fire that, like, older people submit to. They see the power of God in your life, and they honor you as a pastor. When you live a little more on the earth, you now get the power of perspective, right? You get the power of living a few years and knowing what's coming. So when we plant churches, and we're going to plant a bunch more in the next year or two, the young pastors will ask me, when these first come up, they see, Pastor James, I really need some advice on this. I've never dealt with this. Here's what's happening to someone in the church, somebody this happened to. You know, these are, nothing's going to take somebody by surprise. And thank the Lord that there's men and women in my life that I can call the same phone calls to. I did this morning. I had a phone call this morning with Dr. Brian Simmons, and I said, hey, I just got a question. And it was concerning publishing and books and all this stuff that I hadn't faced yet. And I'm like, is this really necessary? Do I have to do this? Because I think this is kind of crazy. And he helped me see perspective on it. Man, I don't want to live without that. And I'm just encouraging you. This is by far me saying that I want to be that in everyone's life. This is by far me trying to exclude you for not having. What I am trying to do is share the Father's heart. Share something I know that's on God's heart that you might not be thinking about, or I might not be thinking about. And I'm telling you, submission to authority and loving fathers and mothers is so essential to your growth. Young people can't see it now, because right now you feel like other people don't understand, and it's you and your journey and you got this and blah, blah, blah. You don't. When you're 19, 20, when you're 15, you know, you may fall in love with kids. You're like, yo, that's not your spouse. You know what I mean? Like you're not in love at 16 years old. Let it go. You know what I'm saying? When you're in high school, you think that's it, man. That is it. These people aren't going to be in your life in 20 years. I hate to break it to you, Brenda. They're not going to be in your life. You feel like you found the love of your life, and some people do in their early 20s. You're not going to be the same person by 30. Most people, when they get married, we had a huge wedding party. We probably had 17 people in our wedding party. Man, I'm not sure any of them would be in my party today. Life changes, and that was only 16 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. Life changes. Friends come and go. I mean, some of them would be there, but I'm saying the majority, friends come and go. Don't get stuck on the people in your life right now and think that this is it. There might be some that are here for the long haul, and I pray they are. But we always have to have mentors and fathers. God has, you will use them to help us to navigate where we're going. And so these relationships matter, right? We talked about the friends yesterday. We're talking about mentors today. And let me just pray for you. Father, I pray for every single person listening to this today. And like Thomas Trask prayed for me, I pray for them that you would give them Pauls, give them mothers and fathers of the faith to help them open their eyes to the ones that are already in their life. Come on. And God, I pray you would make a way, wisdom where wisdom's needed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Listen, I've met heroes in the faith that I've devoured their books and realized that they were mentoring me all these years without knowing them. So I get there is an aspect where I love pouring into your life every day. Thank you, as always. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.